Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
After 20 years in the Montana Capitol, I thought I'd seen just about everything. Boy, was I wrong. In what can only be described as one of the most bizarre moves by a committee in recent history, the House Judiciary Committee today plans to hear 20 bills. 20 bills. All in one day. The committee normally runs from 8 a.m. until noon, but today will run from 7 o'clock until 1 p.m. That's 20 bills over a five-hour period, one bill every 15 minutes. Even if the bill sponsors truncate their openings and closings, that leaves roughly 5 minutes for the opponents and proponents to make their cases. I've been in hearings recently that took more than an hour and a half to hear a single bill. With 20 bills in one day, one fails to see how this does any service at all to the bill's sponsor, to the general public, or to the members of the committee itself, for that matter. To be fair, we're getting close to the transmittal deadline, and committees do, as a matter of practice, hear more bills at the last minute. But more bills in the past has meant 6 bills rather than 4. On a couple of rare occasions, I've seen as many as 8. But that's twice in 20 years. Never have I seen 20 bills in one committee on a single day. And tomorrow, the committee is scheduled to hear 8 more. To get a feel for how little time a 15-minute hearing would be, it's important to understand what takes place in a normal hearing. When the committee chairman gavels the hearing to order, the bill sponsor opens on their bill by explaining what the bill does. The chairman then calls all the proponents forward to explain why they're in favor of the bill. Next comes the opponents, who say why the bill is a bad idea. After the opponents come any informational witnesses. These are usually employees of state agencies with oversight over the subject of the bill. They're there to help explain the technical side of the bill itself. Next, the chairman asks if there are any questions from the members of the committee. This gives the members a chance to call witnesses back to the podium for further clarification. And finally, the bill sponsor is allowed to close on their bill. They usually take that time to further rebut the opponent testimony. With so many steps, it's easy to see how a hearing can last an hour. One of the longest hearings I ever saw was in 2005 and lasted 4 hours. It was a bill to regulate homeschooling, and hundreds of homeschool parents with kids in tow pushing hundreds of strollers packed the halls of the Capitol to say that the bill was a terrible idea. Needless to say, the bill died a quick death. The biggest problem with truncated hearings is the disservice they do to the committee process itself. The object of a hearing is to thoroughly vet the purpose of a bill, to decide if it's really necessary, and to fully explore the possibilities of any unintended consequences. When the bill gets to the floor, the other members of the House and Senate rely on the committee members who actually heard the bill to give them an accurate account of the bill's pros and cons. That can only happen if the bill had a thorough hearing. As the legislature continues to work through the ramifications of the COVID pandemic, we certainly understand the need to make adjustments, but we draw the line when those adjustments negatively affect the legislative process itself. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.